I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I have Emily Connolly with me, and we're going to hear what she's been listening to and what she thinks about the book she's listening to. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Joe.
So what is it today? Is it young adult or fantasy or a combo of both?
Today, we're sticking with poetry, actually, poetry for young adults with Inheritance, a visual poem by Elizabeth Acevedo and beautifully narrated by Elizabeth Acevedo herself.
I am such a fan of her. She is a fabulous writer, a wonderful, wonderful narrator. I think a lot of poets are natural narrators.
She's just always astounding with narrating and reading her work. And this is no exception. It's an Earphones Award-winning narration. And as the subtitle says, it's a visual poem. It was published.
I was going to ask you, yeah.
As a book, I haven't actually gotten my hands on it yet, but it's illustrated by Andrea Pippins, and I'm going to try to find it at the library. But getting to hear Elizabeth narrate it herself too is just so powerful, as always. And, you know, we've talked about her audiobook versions of The Poet X and With the Fire on High and Clap When You Land. So I'm so happy to get to hear from her again with this poem.
And we should also mention she's a National Book Award winner.
Yes. And this poem actually was originally titled Hair, and she became famous with it during a poetry slam circuit back in 2014.
So how long is this?
It's short. I think it's really only like 3 or 4 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
It's a short poem, but it's really powerful. And I would love to get to see it with the illustrations too, but just hearing her narrate it is gorgeous. So why don't actually we listen to a little bit?
I was going
to
say, can we hear some, please?
Yes, let's listen to some. So this is starting right at the very beginning, and it's the story is talking about hair. And so let's hear what she has to say about it.
All right. This is Inheritance, a visual poem. It's written and read by Elizabeth Acevedo.
Some people tell me to fix my hair. And by fix, they mean straighten. They mean whiten. But how do you fix this shipwrecked history of hair? The true meaning of stranded. When tresses hug tight like African cousins in ship bellies. Did our ancestors imagine that their great-grandchildren would look like us and would try to escape them how we do? Finding ways to erase them out from our skin, to iron them out of our hair, this wild tangle of hair that strangles air.
You know, she is such a knowing narrator. She knows exactly what she wants to do with every word she says. It's as though she gives as much attention to the narration as she did to the writing.
She must think so carefully about how every word is going to sound, which I think makes all the difference for making a very impactful poem and also just narration of that poem. Our reviewer, when she reviewed it, said she just listened to it over and over and over again, shared it with her friends. She was just like, everyone needs to hear this. And so obviously it is talking about hair and the beauty and importance of Black hair and Dominican culture and all the layers of insult she feels when somebody tells her to fix her hair. And at the very end, she says, you can't fix what was never broken. And I think it's just a beautiful poem, and it goes into some hard topics, but it also is very empowering listening.
Okay, that is Inheritance, a visual poem by Elizabeth Acevedo, read by the author. Emily, thank you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe. I look forward to it.
Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publishing the finest fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for adults and children. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.